We're back in session. The next item is item number 810, Carla.
Authorize a $4,512,415 five-year contract with a five-year option with CSDC, Inc. to continue implementation of the initial phase of the Amanda upgrade and continued maintenance and support of the computerized permit tracking system for Bureau of Development Services.
Colleagues, dovetailing on the conversation we just had about POPs through the Technology Oversight Committee report, the item before us is a budget request of, as you just heard, $4,512,415 to renew the current contract to the city's permit system vendor, CSDC Incorporated, through 2023. Passing the ordinance today will allow the POPs program to, that's the Portland Online Permitting System program, to continue the upgrade of the permitting system tools that many city staff across the Bureau, of Development Services and its interagency partners rely upon. A critical component to this upgrade is the delivery of six projects over the next year to improve service to our customers. This is the top enterprise-wide technology project for the city, and I'm eager to see the POPs program achieve its projected goals. I'm requesting that we move decisively to ensure this collaboration towards delivery of an enhanced, customer-driven online permitting system continues. I want to thank Commissioner Udaly, who obviously could not be here today, the Bureau of Development Services, the Bureau of Technology Services, and the Technology Oversight Committee for your work moving the Portland Online Permitting System forward. With that, I'd like to invite Director Esau and Director Baer from the Bureau of Development Services and the Bureau of Technology Services, respectively, to present. And I understand that we have a few invited guests after the presentation as well. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Very good. Take it away. And welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. To provide context about the work our computer system supports, we will walk you through some information about the city's development activity. The information I'm going to provide you is for fiscal year 17-18. With the boom in construction activity, we've issued 10,324 construction permits in the last fiscal year and collected $191 million in fees for these permits. These fees are for BDS, as well as our interagency partners, BES, PBOT, Water, Parks, the Housing Bureau, and the Fire Bureau. When you travel around the city, the number of cranes you see is a direct result of permits issued and under inspection by our staff and our interagency partners. These projects are providing jobs and adding value to the community. The valuation of all of these development projects is $3.03 billion in the last fiscal year. This number is an unprecedented amount of investment in the city of Portland. It also speaks to the scale and complexity of the projects being constructed. The resulting demands on city staff to keep up with the review and issuance of permits, in addition to delivering timely inspections, places strain on our 1999-era permit tracking system. The city's development services process is collaborative and involves a minimum of seven bureaus working together throughout the process. Our permitting system impacts many city staff across these and other bureaus. The tools staff and our customers use are directly impacted by the requests and updates we are presenting to you today. Nearly 50,000 customers have been to the Development Services Center in person this past fiscal year. Of the 10,324 construction permits issued, 52% were what we call over-the-counter permits, which means we reviewed the project at the counter with the customer there and issued the permit that same day. Our current customer portal issued about 27,000 trade permits, such as electrical permits and plumbing permits. All of these permits required inspections. Over 125,000 residential inspections and almost 66,000 commercial inspections were conducted. We are here today for two key reasons. We are requesting authorization to execute a contract and funding to continue developing our online permitting system and to provide you with a POPs update. The work POPs is delivering will provide improvements for all of our internal and external customers.
And as you heard, POPS is the Portland Online Permitting System, and our goal is to modernize this 1999-era permitting system into a 21st-century business solution, providing online, mobile-friendly, and enhanced customer service delivery system. And to do this, we need a contract.
Thanks, Carla. And our current contract expires at the end of August, and what we're hearing today is that we are midstream in development of many exciting projects to be delivered this fiscal year. And as we heard from the TOC quarterly report, the program is trending towards green status for the first time in many years. And the requested contract term is set to run through 2023, and the contract value for this work is $4,512,415.
We've established a phase one implementation plan with specific milestones using a collaborative approach with our interagency partners. The timeline you see shows key milestones associated with the six projects currently underway. These projects show our shift to using an incremental rollout approach. One of the exciting success stories since we last presented a POPS update to Council is the Master Address Repository project. You probably don't think about addressing much, but BDS does the addressing for all new development in Portland. We have a short video for you about this project.
Jake and the POPS team recently created a new front-end application called BDS Maps. It's similar to Portland Maps, and it has kind of brought all of the research that we need and the information that we need to one place. We did just have our rollout today, and it was fantastic. The first commercial address I did, where it would have generally taken me probably half an hour to look into the Sanborn maps, to look at Portland maps, to see kind of what's going on, what addresses we have available. I was able to just sit down. Probably took me maybe 5 minutes.
We do hundreds of addresses a month, so this is going to save quite a bit of time. Whenever the address gets created in the BDS maps, that address is automatically updated in the track system.
This is really going to allow us to move forward with, I think, cleaner data and not have to be going back and fixing things later on down the road.
This is just one of many enhancements coming your way from the POPS program. You can read more about it at portlandoregon.gov/BDS/POPS.
So next, I mentioned earlier that there are six projects running concurrently under the POPS program. We have a video that walks you through each of those projects within the POPS program.
When Portlanders have a development project, whether it's a kitchen remodel or a multi-million dollar high-rise, they come to the Development Services Center in downtown Portland. It's the city's one-stop shop for anyone who wants to build or make changes to structures. Each BDS review group has expertise and jurisdiction over local, state, and international building codes. Staff at partner bureaus such as water, transportation, environmental services, and fire administer their own codes too, right here in our building. At BDS, we aim to provide efficient service and are always looking for ways to improve, which is why we have the Portland Online Permitting System, or POPS. POPS is making significant improvements to the systems used for development review in Portland. It will change the way that we do business, but it's not going to be like flipping a switch. With so many business processes, changing everything at once would be a disruption to our customers. Instead, it's all about making incremental improvements. With POPS, there are six improved functions that will be implemented, including electronic plan review, web-based customer portal and inspection scheduling, and mobile apps for our inspectors and customers. One of the largest projects led by POPS is upgrading software used in the current TRAX permitting system, which is a system we've used to track and manage permits since 1999. To understand how POPS will affect customers, let's look at what the city does now. Permit technicians use a checklist to determine that the customer's permit application package is complete. Once all the information is in place, the permit technician inputs it into TRAX. Each permit application package has four sets of plans. With some projects, plans need to be reviewed by more than 20 review groups. This can slow things down by having to route plans to four reviewers at a time until all of them have completed their reviews.
For the Concourse E expansion project, when we went to submit that project to the process manager, we had hundreds of pounds of material, rolls of plans, boxes of specification. So it took a hand truck and two or three helpers to lug it all up.
This summer, POPS is rolling out electronic plan submission and review for a small group of our largest projects. We plan to expand to more projects in the near future. Electronic plan review allows all potential reviewers to look at plans at the same time. They can count specific things like water fixtures and trees and keep a digital tally to make sure everything is where it's needed on a plan, right from their screen. They can also see the comments and markups of other reviewers, which will help avoid conflicts.
We don't print blueprints and hard copy drawings anymore, except for the city of Portland. You know, if there's a way to find out what your check sheet is, what are the issues you need to resolve, and resolve it all from your desk, that's a fantastic improvement.
Based on these first reviews, customers often have to come back into the Development Services Center to make corrections on their paper plans. When the plans pass all plan review groups, we issue a permit, which gives the customer permission to start doing construction work. While some types of permits are issued from our existing online portal, most types of construction permits need to have their fees paid and the approved plans picked up in person at the Development Services Center. Next year, POPS will be rolling out the first phase of the expanded customer portal. In this first phase, we will launch the ability for customers to pay permit and development review fees, have expanded search capabilities, and access to documents online.
The time is money for all of us out in the field, being able to speed up that process so that we can just stay at our offices or on our construction sites to take care of the things we need to do, rather than coming down here is a great tool.
Transparency for the public will also increase, allowing greater access to information about development in their neighborhood. During construction, customers need to request inspections along the way to make a permit final. Right now, customers call our phone system to schedule each required inspection. Inspectors start their day at 6:30 a.m. They print out a list of their inspections and input them into Google Maps to organize their route. It can take an hour or more to set up their inspections for the day. Thanks to POPS, a new automated scheduling system will optimize the routes that inspectors will take. These changes will help minimize time in the office at the beginning and the end of each day, maximizing capacity to get inspections done in the field. Inspectors take notes and photos of different project sites throughout the day. Each inspector has their own system of managing paperwork for each of the inspection sites. At the end of the day, they type up all their notes into tracks and download photos from their camera to put into the report. This can take a couple hours to do, which is time they're not spending doing actual inspections. POPS will also roll out improvements so inspectors can do their work with a single app. Inspectors will be able to access tracks on their phones and tablets. And when they're on site, inspectors can take notes on their phone. They can even take photos and videos that get uploaded directly into the new track system. Within the next year, POPS will offer contractors an app to help them schedule and track inspections. They'll also get notifications for inspection results and can see those results right from their phones.
I think that when people are informed, there are less of these questions that sort of live in the ether. Like, what's happening with my plans? Or who's got them? Or who needs to look at them? Or maybe it's my designer or architect or contractor who hasn't done their work, instead of them thinking that it's the city that hasn't done their work. So I think it's going to bring like a new level of information sharing and transparency that will kind of keep everybody happy.
POPS is part of the City of Portland's efforts to put our customers at the center of everything we do. What do you want to build today?
So I'd like to thank the communications team at BDS for putting these videos together and the customers and staff who worked hard on getting them together. POPS is finding success using an incremental approach focused on the delivery of an enhanced customer-driven online permitting system. By utilizing small projects that each add new functionality, POPS will be rolling out improvements in vital increments without disrupting the overall system. Their approach allows our team to focus on the highest priorities first. Since February, we've accomplished a lot. The addressing project was a success. We developed an implementation plan for the six projects you just heard about. And within the last week, POPS has launched phase one of one of those, the electronic plan review project. And the first applicant has submitted their commercial building permits electronically last Friday. The second applicant plans to submit their plans in mid-September. Then we will open it up to a larger subset of commercial permits and continue rolling it out incrementally to more permit types. POPS has and will continue to address all quality assurance and technology oversight committee recommendations. Risk reduction and effective implementation are key tenets of our program. We're very pleased to share these accomplishments with you and look forward to addressing any questions that you have about POPS. We appreciate your support in our request for the POPS contract to continue this work. And next, we have several customers and interagency partners here to share their perspectives with you.
Thank you. So I have a list here, Director. You said you want me to call them up in this particular order?
Yes.
So first, Brian Sheldon from the Port of Portland, Jennifer Hoffman from Opsis Architecture, and Anna Galloway from Carlton Hart Architecture. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes. Brian, do you want to kick us off?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm the permit coordinator for the Port of Portland. Been running permits for over 20 years now. And I'm very much looking forward to the POPS program because of all the benefits that you've saw in the video, and you're probably familiar with as well. But just to touch on some of the highlights, the online payment system as part of the program, it's something I'm really looking forward to because it's a chore to just run down to the permit center to wait in line to pay for a permit fee when I could do that online. In fact, the FPP program has allowed me to do a kind of a beta test on an online payment system, and it's been working flawlessly. I've been using it for the last 3 or 4 months, so I sort of know what we're in store for that. Another highlight of the POPS program I'm looking forward to is the online permit document submittal, because now there's, you know, quite a lot of paperwork that's involved in getting a submittal in for some of the large projects, especially what we have going on at the airport. So to reduce the amount of paperwork and transferring that to the city, I see that as a big benefit for me. But also when it comes to plan review and the need to update drawings in response to review comments, when we're having to open up large volumes of plans, sometimes we have projects with multiple volumes, and then of course there's four sets of plans each for each project. That's quite the activity, having to pry open these large drawings, slip sheet large drawings in, and to keep track of that, make sure it's all done properly. That goes away with online submittal. So that's another big benefit, a customer service benefit that I'm very much looking forward to. Maybe the last highlight I'll share with you is just the ability to go into tracks from an online resource. So, you know, currently, if we want to use tracks, we need to be at the city offices to get in there. And there's information in the tracks system on permits that are valuable to us, that sometimes we need to know, especially for tracking the status or maybe tracking the inspection status of our projects. Can't currently do that. Portland Maps gives us an alternative that's not too bad, but to be able to look at status currently or current time is something I consider to be a nice benefit that the POPS program is putting forward. So that's the highlights I just wanted to share with you.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks for being here. Next up, Jennifer Hoffman.
I'm Jennifer Hoffman, Senior Project Manager with Opsis Architecture and formerly with Carlton Hart Architecture. So while I was there, I was managing the Woody Guthrie Place project, which is an affordable housing project currently under construction. And we were working closely with PHB and Prosper Portland at the time, and were approached about doing electronic plan review for that project. And thought about it and wondered if it would take us more time because we knew it was in infancy and we were being asked to give some feedback, but thought that it would be a good one to try for that project that was pretty out there. People knew a lot about that. So we took it on, and I will say from a management perspective, I see a lot of advantages, similar to what you shared. We saw a reduction in time and a reduction in resources. Obviously, the staff time to print, run down to the city, wait in line, replace sheets, and update drawings takes a lot of time, and that's time that can be better spent to projects. The cost of resources, printing 4 sets of documents, including specifications, is costly, and that cost gets passed on to our owners in reimbursables. So it seems to save us time and money if we can get through review faster by just sitting at our desks and doing it electronically. I see a lot of advantages to that, where we can have our staff's time go toward the project. I think the other benefit that I saw was in not having to print, we're saving resources, and we're up to date with the way we do our drawings. We very rarely print sets anymore. We don't give our owners sets. Typically, we have PDFs, and people mark up things online, and this would be consistent with the way that we work in our own profession now. At Carlton Hart, we are a paperless office, so having to print sets goes against our goals in terms of sustainability, so we are very much in support of that, I think, across the profession. So I think for us, it was a very positive experience. I think the small glitches we had are improved in this next issuance of the software, and so we gave that feedback to the city, and I think it was it's been taken in. We completely, I think, as a profession, would support training and development of the POPS program for sure.
Excellent. Thank you. We appreciate your being here. Good morning.
Good morning. Afternoon.
I mean, good afternoon, yeah. I don't know what planet I'm on. Thank you.
Somewhere around there. I'm Anna Gallo with Carlton Hart Architecture. I worked on Woody Guthrie as well. For me, coming from Seattle in 2015, where they had already implemented online permitting and plan review, it was kind of surprising to get here and not have that process. So I was very excited to get to test it out with Woody Guthrie. For us, it was really convenient having all the information in one location. We don't have to wait for 7 separate emails on plan reviews and check sheets. We were able to compile all the information quickly and get it out to our consultants. The PA was able to get me my work really quickly. We were able to return the responses faster. So it was just the ability to disseminate information faster allowed us to get work done faster and get the project moving. And again, repeating what they said, the physicality of having to bring all of those sets down to the city, which would typically have been my job, carrying those sets took at least 2 people, getting all the materials, the specifications, the drawings. It was a lot of physical work as well as work in the office just to put things together. So saving time and getting to actually respond to items and learn a little bit more every day was really great.
Thank you. All 3 of you, thank you for coming in and sharing your perspectives. We appreciate it. We have one more panel, representatives from Bora Architects, PBOT, and Water. Come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Shall I start it off?
Sure, why not? Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I should have brought larger font. My apologies. My name is Arjen Divestein. I'm with Bora Architects. I'm currently in the final few months of wrapping up a high-rise project in the Pearl District that served as a pilot project for the Project Docs plan, electronic plan review system, which is related to POPS. This was a complex project with many stakeholders and multiple packages. We worked closely with BDS staff and submitted all the documentation online. The plans were reviewed, revised, approved, and finally stamped all electronically. The only time we had to come down to the permitting center was to have meetings and for fees to be paid, and I understand that that's actually in the works to be worked on. Being a pilot project, this new electronic process was not without its struggles, and it required a steep learning curve and some creative workarounds on both parts of BDS as well as the architects. But even with these bumps in the road, the system had numerous advantages, very similar to what my colleagues had mentioned earlier, over the paper plan versions. And I think that this is especially true for larger projects. To start with the obvious, the system is paperless, which corresponds much more closely to the way in which the architects work today. Engineers, contractors, architects, we no longer work with paper plans. Everything is PDFs. We share them, we mark them up, send them electronically, and this is how POPs will work. When working through difficult issues with a plan reviewer, revised sheets or documents could be resubmitted and instantly seen online, speeding up review time and also creating a more collaborative atmosphere between the applicant and the reviewer. There was no need to go back down to the permit center to go swap out sheets, like had been mentioned before, which was a great benefit. Progress of individual reviews by the different departments could easily be tracked online and shared with our contractor and client, and keep them informed, which is really helpful for fast-track projects especially. And additionally, the contractor submittals were also able to be submitted online, which gave the contractor's team the same advantages that I just mentioned of not having to come down here as well. It's been a real pleasure working with the BDS team responsible for this pilot. I fully expect the next version to be even more robust and more beneficial. And I think that having a system such as this to help streamline the complex permitting process will be a great benefit, not only to the A&E community and owners, but also for the city staff as well.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Capsule, Kurt Kruger, Development Services Division Manager within Transportation, and I want to lend my support to this project and thank you for your support of this effort. I also want to thank Director Esau and Director Bear's efforts to get this project righted and moving along. I have been a part of this project for a long time. This is the smoothest it's been operating as I've been a part of it, and we couldn't be more excited to have the end product show up on our desks sooner than later. The amount of time we spend trying to find plans in the building, that's not time well spent with plan reviewers that want to get the permits out the door to get these projects built. We committed a little over a year ago to you, Mayor, that we were going to deliver online permitting for what we call minor improvements, sidewalk driveway permits. We implemented that about a year ago. Applicants don't have to come in, pay at the cashier. They can do that from their desk at their office. We want to have that system integrated into the new POPS system so it's seamless and is tied in directly with the POPS program, and we're looking forward to having that happen. And then to be able to generate reports and tell you more easily what it is we're reviewing and permitting and how many and what kind. We can't do that very easily today. And just ironically, it's a system that you can't even hit an enter button without undoing everything you just did. It is so outdated. So we're excited to have something web-based and current and delivering permits faster.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Erin Mick, and I'm the Development Services Program Manager for the Water Bureau. And on behalf of the Water Bureau, we would like to confirm our unwavering support to BDS and the POPS program. We, too, have been involved since the inception, and BDS has done a very good job of including all of the interagency bureaus for this program. Plan review efficiency will improve simply from managing less paper and by being able to view all staff comments easily. The POPS program will also be able to provide reporting capabilities that we currently do not have that would benefit all of us and that Council has requested. Additionally, the contractor applications and inspection mobile devices will provide a new framework of possibilities that other bureaus, including the Water Bureau, will look to when improving their operations. Once implemented, the POPS program will be a new standard for how development and construction can be done in an efficient and safe manner. It will bring a ripple of positive technological change throughout the entire city, and we are excited to see it go live. This is why the Water Bureau is committed to support BDS and the POPS program.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. Commissioner Fritz?
I have a question. First of all, I want to thank the community members who took time to come in. Thank you. That's really helpful, and I'm glad it's going to work for you. For staff, when you have a system where people are waiting in the Development Services Center or you have a stack of papers in a line, it's not equitable because it's not some people can't spend that amount of time. But for staff, the order is whatever the order is that they come in at. What's the system now for making sure that you process the applications in a manner that's free of bias, so that you're not going into the particular email from the person who may or may not be a friend or a foe, those kinds of things. How do you manage that as part of the system?
It's managed by the system that's in place today. As permits are submitted, they come in the queue, and they go to the bottom of your to-do list. And so staff work their way down from the top of their to-do list, and eventually that project that came in will rise to the top. We don't know who the applicant is, where their project is, what language they speak. It's a number that comes in, and it's reviewed in order that it's delivered.
Unlike my emails, which are where I can scan the whole lot of them and decide which ones to prioritize.
Well, that is a different matter, yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Very good. We appreciate your testimony today. Carla, do we have public testimony on this item?
No one else signed up.
Very good. Thank you, everybody. And with that, we will call the roll.
Saltzman?
Did you have further remarks?
I just wanted to thank the community members for coming in and testifying, as well as our interagency partners for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for the presentation, and thanks for the people who are here today to testify in support. It does look like it is rolling, so I look forward to the dramatic improvements this will bring to our permitting community and to our city when these are up and running. Thank you. Hi.
Fritz.
Thank you very much to everybody who's been working on this. I need to do my usual clarification. This project has nothing to do with me. I really would like somebody to tell me what the acronym AMANDA stands for, because otherwise I'm tempted to make up one. And obviously it's something that we wished we had done or been able to do a very long time ago, but it's not easy to do. So thank you to both Technology Services and Development Services and all of the bureaus who work with it too for figuring out how to do it. And glad to hear that it's progressing well. Aye.
Fish.
I love it when Commissioner Fritz does that disclaimer, and I guess I should do the same thing because of our friend in the video who's with Fish Construction, no relation. Although he's a good guy. I guess he's now the current head of the DRAC. Particular individual. This is a long time coming. Thank you for an excellent presentation. It's clear that there's an enormous public benefit in getting this right. The path has been circuitous to getting us to this point, but it sounds like we're now on the right track. And I appreciate the update, and you've earned my confidence, so I'm pleased to vote aye today.
Wheeler.
I want to thank Director Esau, Director Baer, my colleague, Commissioner Udaly. I want to thank our community partners, who are really our customers in this, for helping us to shape a system that is customer-friendly, and just lay this down as a really good start. When I came in, this was thoroughly read, and it's been right-sized, and I want to thank our directors for your personal commitment to this project and seeing that there is a strong public good to making sure that we're more efficient, more effective, that we have reduced the time, the cost, and the hassle factor associated with the permitting process, and we're leveraging readily available technology, which is something we should always seek to do. So I see this as a really good start, and I look forward to seeing how this progresses and how we use this as a foundation from which we can evolve further in terms of strengthening our permitting process. I thank you all, and I vote aye. And the ordinance is adopted.